A good news reflection for Monday of the 31st week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, finding and plugging our pride leaks. We're humble enough to recognize that we have too much pride, aren't we? Truly, you and I prefer to be humble and holy. That's why we put so much effort into our spiritual growth. And yet, pride is everyone's number one failing, isn't it? Why can't we get through just one day totally humble? As soon as we think that we've overcome pride, it finds another way to leak out of us. We could humbly make a loving sacrifice by doing a good deed to someone, and when thanked for it, give the glory to God. But in the next moment, pridefully appreciate the fact that we are more loving, more better than those who don't do the same. Sure, but don't forget that humility includes being patient with ourselves as we find and plug our pride leaks one at a time, day after day. Humility grows. We can't switch it on like a light bulb. In today's first reading, taken from Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, St. Paul lists some of the harmful effects of pride. Rivalry and conceit cause division and disunity, breaking the bonds of love. And he names the cure. We must consider others as more important than ourselves. Keep in mind, please, that he's not talking about an inferiority attitude, in which we lose sight of the equality of all people, including ourselves. It's not humble to treat ourselves poorly. To do so is to mock the Father, who created us, implying that he made a mistake with us. Rather, Paul is showing us that when we rise above our selfishness to serve others, Christ's love is at work in us, ministering to others through us. And we all feel better. Jesus, too, gives us a cure for pride in the gospel reading taken from Luke chapter 14, verses 12 through 14. When we give without expecting anything in return, we're immersed in humility. We overcome pride by doing for others what they cannot do for us. Similarly, when others do good to us, pride insists that we reciprocate, but humility means accepting the gift as a free gesture of love. Today's responsorial psalm, from chapter 131, verses 1 through 3, gives us the key to humility. We can say, O Lord, my heart is not proud, because in you, Lord, I have found my peace. Humility is recognizing that God is in everything that's good and holy. Humility says, I am good and I do good because the Lord is good, and it is He who does good works in me and through me. Pride, on the other hand, says, look at me, look at what I've done, period. Daily, we need to pray for the grace to find and plug our pride leaks. If you can get to weekday masses, you've got a built-in opportunity to plug holes every day through the penitential rite, when we call to mind our sins and ask Mary and all the angels and saints and all our brothers and sisters to pray for us. It's one of the main reasons why we should go to Mass daily. This reflection was published by Good News Ministries of GNM.org, made possible by donors who support our mission of changing hearts for Christ. This and many other Catholic faith-building resources are available on our websites and can be delivered to you on your digital devices. Visit us on GNM.org today. God bless you with His abundant love.